refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, they must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And inshallah, this is our second lecture for today, which is concerning Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as seen by Jabir ibn Abdullah. May Allah be pleased with him. And Hadith Jabir is in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. And Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, he had described to us the movement, the steps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his Hajj. And inshallah, we're going to read it first in Arabic. And after this, Abdul Hatim inshallah will read it in English. And after this, Haseeb will be reading it in English. And after this, inshallah, I will go in details about the hadith. And after this, if anybody has any question concerning this, inshallah, we'll be entertaining your question. So Jabir radiallahu anhu قال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكث 9 سنين لم يحج ثم أذن في الناس في العاشرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاج فقدم المدينة بشر كثير كلهم يلتمس أن يأتم برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويعمل مثل عمله فخرجنا معه حتى أتينا ذا الحليفة فولدت أسماء بنت عميد محمد بن بكر رضي الله عنه فأرسلت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف أصنع قال اغتسلي واستفسري بثوب وأحرمي فصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 2 ركعتين في المسجد ثم ركب القصواء حتى إذا استوت به ناقته على البيداء نظرت إلى مد بصري بين يديه من راكب وماش وعن يمينه مثل ذلك وعن يساره مثل ذلك ومن خلفه مثل ذلك ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أظهرنا وعليه ينزل القرآن وهو يعرف تأويله وما عمل به من شيء عملنا به فأهل بالتوحيد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وأهل الناس بهذا الذي يهلون به فلم يرد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا منه ولزم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلبيته قال جابر رضي الله عنه لسنا ننوي إلا الحج لسنا نعرف العمرة حتى إذا أتينا البيت معه استلم الركن فرمل 3 ومشى 4 ثم نفذ إلى مقام إبراهيم عليه السلام فقرأ واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى فجعل المقام بينه وبين البيت فكان أبي يقول ولا أعلمه ذكره إلا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقرأ في الركعتين قل هو الله أحد وقل يا أيها الكافرون، ثم رجع إلى الركن فاستلمه ثم خرج من الباب إلى الصفا، فلما دنا من الصفا قرأ إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، أبدأوا بما بدأ الله به، فبدأ بالصفا فرقي عليه حتى رأى البيت، فاستقبل القبلة فوحد الله وكبره وقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير، لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده، ثم دعا بين ذلك فقال مثل هذا 3 مرات، ثم نزل إلى المروة حتى إذا انصبت قدماه في بطن الوادي سعى حتى إذا صعدنا مشى حتى أتى المروة، ففعل على المروة كما فعل على الصفا، حتى إذا كان آخر طواف على المروة قال لو أني استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت لم أسق الهدي وجعلتها عمرة، فمن كان منكم ليس معه هدي فليحلل وليجعلها عمرة. فقام سراقة بن مالك فقال يا رسول الله ألعامنا هذا أم لأبد؟ فشبك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصابعه واحدة في الأخرى وقال دخلت العمرة في الحج لا بين أبد أبدا. وقدم علي رضي الله عنه من اليمن ببدن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجد فاطمة رضي الله عنها ممن حل ولبست ثيابا صبغيا واقتحلت، فأنكر ذلك عليها فقالت إن أبي أمرني بهذا. قال فكان علي رضي الله عنه يقول للعراق فذهبت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محرشا على فاطمة للذي صنعت، مستفتيا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما ذكرت عنه، فأخبرته أني أنكرت ذلك عليها فقال صدقت. ماذا قلت حين فرضت الحج؟ قال قلت اللهم إني أهل بما أهل به رسولك. قال فإن معي الهدي فلا تحلي. قال فكان جماعة الهدي الذي قدم به علي من اليمن والذي أتى به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 100. قال فحل الناس كلهم وقصروا إلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن كان معه هدي. فلما كان يوم التروية توجهوا إلى منى فأهلوا بالحج، وركب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصلى بها الظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء والفجر، ثم مكث قليلا حتى طلعت الشمس، وأمر بقبة من شعر تضرب له بنمرة، فسار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تشق قريش إلا أنه واقف عند المشعر الحرام كما كانت قريش تصنع في الجاهلية، فأجاد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى إذا أتى عرفة فوجد القبة قد ضربت له بنمرة فنزل بها، حتى إذا زاغت الشمس أمر بالقصواء فرحلت له فأتى بطن الوادي فخطب الناس وقال: إن دماءكم وأموالكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. ألا كل شيء من أمر الجاهلية تحت قدمي موضوع، ودماء الجاهلية موضوعة، وإن أول دم أضع من دمائنا دم ابن ربيعة ابن الحارث، كان مسترضعا في بني سعد فقتلته ذيل. وربا الجاهلية موضوع، وأول ربا أضع ربانا ربا عباس ابن عبد المطلب، فإنه موضوع كله. فاتقوا الله في النساء، فإنكم أخذتموهن بأمان الله واستحللتم فروجهن بكلمة الله، ولكم عليهن أن لا يطئن فروشكم فرشكم أحدا تكرهونه، فإن فعلن ذلك فاضربوهن ضربا غير مبرح، ولهن يرحمك الله، ولهن عليكم رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف، وقد تركت فيكم ما لن تضلوا بعده إن اعتصمتم به كتاب الله. وأنتم تسألون عني فما أنتم قائلون؟ قالوا: نشهد أنك قد بلغت وأديت ونصحت. فقال بإصبعه صلى الله عليه وسلم السبابة يرفعها إلى السماء وينكتها إلى الناس: اللهم اشهد اللهم اشهد اللهم اشهد. ثم أذن ثم أقام فصلى الظهر ثم أقام فصلى العصر ولم يصلي بينهما شيئا. ثم ركب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتى الموقف، فجعل بطن ناقته القسواء إلى الصخرات، وجعل جبل المشاة بين يديه واستقبل القبلة، فلم يزل واقفا حتى غربت الشمس وذهبت الصفر قليلا، حتى غاب القرص وأردف أسامة خلفه، ودفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد شقنق للقسواء الزمام حتى إن رأسها ليصيب مورق رحله، ويقول بيده اليمنى: أيها الناس السكينة السكينة. فلما أتى جبلا من الجبال أرخى لها قليلا حتى تصعد، حتى أتى المزدلفة فصلى بها المغرب والعشاء بأذان واحد وإقامتين، ولم يسبح بينهما شيئا. ثم اضطجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى طلع الفجر، فصلى الفجر حين تبين له الصبح بأذان وإقامة. ثم ركب القسواء حتى أتى المشعر الحرام، فاستقبل القبلة فدعاه وكبره وهلله وحده، فلم يزل واقفا حتى أسفر جدا، فدفع قبل أن تطلع الشمس، وأردف الفضل بن عباس، وكان رجلا حسن الشعر أبيض وسيما. فلما دفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مرت به زعن يجرين، فطفق الفضل ينظر إليهن، فوضع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يده على وجه الفضل، فحول الفضل وجهه إلى الشق الآخر ينظر، فحول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يده من الشق الآخر على وجه الفضل يصرف وجهه من الشق الآخر ينظر، حتى أتى بطن محصر فحرقت قليلا، ثم سلك الطريق الوسطى التي تخرج على الجمرة الكبرى حتى أتى الجمرة التي عند الشجرة، فرماها بسبع حصيات يكبر مع كل حصاة منها مثل حصى الحنة، رمى في بطن الوادي. ثم انصرف إلى المنحر فنحر 63 بيده، ثم أعطى علي رضي الله عنه فنحر ما غبر وأشرق في هديه، ثم أمر من كل بدنة بجذعة فجعلت في قدر فطبقت، فأكل من لحمها وشرب من مرقها، ثم ركب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأفاض إلى البيت فصلى بمكة الظهر، فأتى بني عبد المطلب يسكون على زمزم، فقال انزعوا بني عبد المطلب فلولا أن يغلبكم الناس على سقياتكم لنزعت معكم، فناولوه دلوا فشرب منه، أخرجه مسلم. Now, inshallah, we're going to give this heart back to Brother Hasib to read the English. You see, I was struggling with the Arabic. You can imagine if I tried to read it in English. So to make it a little bit easier for me, and after this, inshallah, we go into the details and the explanation of Hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah, which he had covered with his report the whole journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the moment he left Al-Madinah until the moment he finished his Hajj. May Allah be pleased with him and all the Sahaba. And
the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Al-Madina for 9 years but did not perform Hajj. Then he made a public announcement in the 10th year that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform the Hajj. A large number of people came to Al-Madina, all of whom were anxious to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do accordingly. We went with him until we reached Dhul Hulaifah. Asma bint Umayyis gave birth to Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. She sent a message to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him what should she do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take a bath, pad yourself and enter into ihram. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then prayed 2 raka'ah in the mosque and then mounted al-qaswa, his she camel, and it stood erect with him on its back at al-Bayda. And I saw as far as I could see in front of me some riders and pedestrians, and also on my right and on my left and behind me. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the midst of them, and the Qur'an was being revealed to him, and he knew the true interpretation of the Qur'an. And whatever he did, we did, and he pronounced a talbiyah saying, here I am, O Allah, here I am, here I am, you have no partner, here I am. Praise and grace are yours, and the sovereignty too. You have no partner. And the people also pronounce this talbiyah, which is pronounced today. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not object anything of it, but he adhered to his own talbiyah. Jabir said, we did not have any other intention but that of Hajj only, being unaware of that of the Umrah at that season, but when we came with him to the house, he touched the black stone and made 7 rounds around the Kaaba, walking fast 3 of them and walking normally 4. And while going to the station of Ibrahim, he recited, and take the station of Ibrahim as a place of prayer, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 125. And this station was between him and the house. My father said, and I did not know that he had related it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He recited in the 2 raka'ah, Surah Al-Ikhlas and Surah Al-Kafirun. He then turned to the black stone and kissed it. He then went out of the gate to Al-Safa, and as he reached it, he recited, verily, Al-Safa and Al-Marwa are the sum of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 158. Adding, I begin with what Allah has begun with. He first mounted Al-Safa until he saw the house, and facing the Qibla, he declared the oneness of Allah and glorified him, and said, there is no true God but Allah alone, and there is no partner with Him. To Him belongs the sovereignty, and the praise is due to Him, and He is all-powerful over everything. There is no true God but Allah alone, who fulfilled His promise and helped His slave, and alone uprooted the Confederates. He then supplicated in between these words 3 times. He then descended and walked towards Al-Marwa, and when he came down in the bottom of the valley, he made a quick walk. And when he began to ascend, he walked until he reached Al-Marwa. There he repeated what he said at Al-Safa, and when it was his last running at Al-Marwa. He said, if I had known beforehand what I have come to know afterwards, I would not have brought sacrificial animals and would have performed an Umrah. So he who has not brought the sacrificial animals with him, let him terminate his ihram and intend Umrah. Suraqa bin Malik ibn Yushum asked, O Messenger of Allah, does it apply to this year of ours or is it forever? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interwined the fingers of one hand into another and said twice, the Umrah has become incorporated in Hajj, adding, forever and ever. Ali radiallahu anhu came from Yemen with the sacrificial animals for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and found Fatima radiallahu anha was among those who terminated ihram and had put on dyed clothes and had applied eyeliner. Ali radiallahu anhu disapproved of it and she said, my father had ordered me to do this. The narrator said that Ali radiallahu anhu used to say in Iraq, I went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to turn him against her for what she did and seeking his verdict at what she said and told him that I disapproved of. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she has told the truth. She has told the truth. She has told the truth. What did you say when you intended to perform Hajj? I said, O Allah, I am entering into Ihram for the same purpose as your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has entered it. He said, I have with me the sacrificial animals, so do not terminate the Ihram. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, the total number of those sacrificial animals brought by Ali radiallahu anhu from Yemen and those brought by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 100. Then all the people terminated the Ihram and shortened their hair except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who had with them sacrificial animals. When it was the day of Tarwiyah, 8th day of Dhul Hijjah, they went to Mina and entered into Ihram for Hajj. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode and led the noon, afternoon, sunset, night and dawn prayers. He then waited until the sun rose and ordered that a tent of wood be pitched at Namira. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then set out and Quraysh did not doubt that he would halt at Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, the sacred site as Quraysh used to do in the pre-Islamic period. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on until he came to Arafat and found that the tent was pitched for him at Namira. There he sat in it until the sun had passed the meridian. He commanded that Al-Qawsa, his camel, be brought and saddled for him. Then he came to the bottom of the valley and addressed people saying, verily, your blood and your property are as inviolable as the inviolability of this day of yours, in this month of yours, in this town of yours. Behold, everything pertaining to the days of ignorance is under my feet completely abolished. Abolished are all the blood retaliation of the days of ignorance. The first claim of ours on blood retaliation which I abolish is that of the son of Rabi' ibn al-Harith, who was nursed among the tribe of Sa'd and killed by Hudayl. And the usury of the pre-Islamic period is abolished. And the first of our usury I abolish is that of Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, for it is all abolished. Fear Allah concerning women. Verily you have taken them on the security of Allah, and intercourse with them has been made lawful for you by the words of Allah. You too have right over them, and that they should not allow anyone to sit on your mats whom you do not like. But if they do that, beat them, but not severely. Their right upon you is that you provide them with food and clothing in a fitting manner. I have left with you a thing which if you adhere to, you will never go astray, the book of Allah, and you will be questioned about me. What would you say? They said, we testify that you have conveyed the message, discharged the duty of prophethood, and have given sincere counsel. The narrator said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raised his forefinger towards the sky, and then pointing it at the people said, O Allah, be witness, O Allah, be witness, saying it thrice. Bilal then pronounced adhan and later on iqama, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the noon prayer. Bilal then pronounced iqama, and the Prophet led the afternoon prayer, and observed no other prayer in between the two. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mounted his camel and came to the Mawquf, making his she-camel Al-Qawsa turn toward the side where there were rocks. having the path taken by those who went on foot in front of him and faced the Qibla. He stood there until sunset and the yellow light had gone and the disk of the sun had disappeared. He made Usama sit behind him and he pulled the nose string of Qawsa so forcefully that its head touched the saddle in order to keep her under perfect control. And he pointed out to the people with his right hand to be calm. Whenever he happened to pass over an elevated track, he slightly loosened the nose string of his camel until she climbed up, and this is how he reached Al-Muzdalifah. There he led the evening and night prayers, together with one adhan and two iqamah, and he did not observe the supererogatory rak'ah between evening and night prayers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then lay down until dawn, when he offered the dawn prayer with an adhan and iqamah. When the morning light was cleared, he again mounted Al-Qaswa, and when he came to Mash'ar al-Haram, he faced the Qibla, supplicated Allah, glorified him, and declared his oneness, and kept standing until the daylight was very clear. He then went quickly before the sunrise, and seated behind him was Al-Fadl bin Abbas, who was a man having beautiful hair and fair complexion and handsome face. As for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moving on, there was also going on a group of women by the side with them. Al-Fadl began to look at them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on the face of Al-Fadl, who turned his face to the other side to look at them. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his hand to the other side and placed it on the face of Al-Fadl. He again turned his face to the other side until he reached the bottom of Al-Muhassir. He urged Al-Qaswa a little, and following the middle road which leads to the greatest Jamrah. He came to the Jamrah, which is near the tree. He cast seven small pebbles, saying, Allah is the most great with everyone, and this he did from the bottom of the valley. He then went to the place of sacrifice and slaughtered 63 camels with his own hand. Then he gave the remaining number to Ali radiallahu anhu, who sacrificed them. For he shared him in his sacrifice. He then ordered that a piece of flesh from each sacrificial animal should be put in a pot. And when it was cooked, both of them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ali radiallahu anhu, ate from the meat out of it and drank its soup. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again rose and came to the house and performed the noon prayer at Mecca. He came to the family of Abdul Muttalib, who was supplying water from Zamzam, and said, Draw water, O sons of Abdul Muttalib. Were it not for fear that people would take away this right of supplying water from you, I would have drawn water along with you. So they handed him some water and he drank it.
I'm not going to stay with the news reporter, because news reporter basically he carry a camera, all right, and the camera do everything. But imagine here, this Sahabi, may Allah be pleased with him, he's taking a note of everything, not what the Prophet doing related to religious issue, even the way how the Prophet was moving. He describing to you when he went in the camel, how he was holding the rope of his camel, when he had hold it tight, when he loosed it. Can you imagine how the Sahaba used to be concerned about recording and observing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every age? You could not found with this modern days news reporter a person taking a note of everything like this, okay? Regardless how much this great person that you're writing about. And if you find somebody, it's because these people getting money for what they're doing. But those people, they have the great love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which made them so concerned to report everything about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of them is Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. So with some details of this hadith, which as you saw is already known the hadith, but this is a report which describes a journey of approximately 400 and some kilometers. Okay? Starting from Medina, going to Mecca, and from Mecca going to Mina, and from Mina to Muzdalifah and Arafah, and again to Muzdalifah and Mash'ar al-Haram, to Mina, to back again to the Kaaba. So he covered this whole report in a time, Allah knows best, I can say approximately maybe about 3 weeks, because a regular journey of camels coming from Mecca, coming from Medina to Mecca, you're talking about approximately average of 2 weeks, as I have heard from my father, rahmatullahi alayhi. Okay, and another week at least being there in Mecca. So this hadith reporter, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he was standing there to watch the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period at least 3 weeks, day and night, watching him for a period of a distance approximately 300 or more miles. And this shows you how much those Sahaba used to have love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came after his migration to Al-Madinah. He didn't make Hajj before. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made one Hajj only during his lifetime. And this happened in the 10th year. And the good things here, we noticed that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed the people in advance. Okay? He didn't surprise them, but he told them in the 10th year that he's planning for Hajj and he's planning to go, so the people, those who would like to go, can take their preparation. As a result of this, the announcement of Rasulullah ﷺ, a great number of the Muslims who are not living in Al-Madinah, the surrounding areas, they came from everywhere. And each one of them came for the purpose to follow the direction and the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to act exactly like what the Prophet is doing. And this shows you the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam been taught by words and by action. Okay, by words and action. And the Sahaba had heard and had observed. So sometimes that he found that the Sahabi will smile after the hadith. And after this he say, do you know why I'm smiling? Say, no, we don't know. He say, I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying this, and after this he smiled. I don't know why he smiled, but I'm smiling like he's smiling. They used to be so concerned about everything from the Prophet ﷺ. And those Sahaba that were so concerned to relate to us everything, now they found a great number of Muslims neglecting the hadith of the Prophet and go acting in innovation, what they think, culture, what they do in the country, is too bad. Too bad. Those men, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were so concerned to report every action and every movement about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here he found some Muslims neglecting all this treasure of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and depending on what culture, what other people doing, and this is it. So a great number of Muslims came to Al-Madinah with the intention to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and observe him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had reached to Zulhulaifa, and Zulhulaifa is out of the limit of Al-Madinah, and this is the miqat. What means the miqat is the station the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated and said, this place, they call it now Abar Ali, the world of Ali. wells of water, okay? The name of it is Dhul Hulayfa, but now the common name is what? Abar Ali. This is the station that means a landmark. The Prophet says, anybody coming from Medina or coming from this direction, what behind the Medina, and intending to make Hajj and Umrah, when they reach this station, they are not supposed to pass it without having Ihram. Okay? Being in the process of Umrah or Hajj to start their intention and the Ihram from this area. But when they reach this area, Asma, daughter of Umayyah, she gave birth to Muhammad, son of Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him. So, she sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to question him. And this also to show us the manner of the Sahaba. Even the female among them, they always ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what they don't know. What she supposed to do? Because she never made Hajj before, and now with the childbirth and bleeding after a childbirth, what she's going to do? So she sent to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the answer to her. What she need to do? A shower, ready yourself, and start your ihram. So it means it, bleeding period or after childbirth bleeding, it doesn't stop the woman to engage in Umrah or Hajj. She will take a shower, she will pad herself, something with cotton or whatever they're using, to make sure that the blood is not going to be flowing out of her and missing, make a mess, and for her to do what? To make in her intention and to get in her ihram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed in the mosque. And this is the misunderstanding come from here. This was not a prayer for the Hajj or for the Sunnah of Ihram. Okay? It has nothing to do with this. There is, as it says, there is nothing called Turat'ah, Sunnah al-Ihram. But it happens that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray when he enter a mosque, he pray to rak'at, and also this valley is a blessed valley, is supposed to pray in this area. So that some people understood or misunderstood the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam action, assuming that this is what is a sunnah for the ihram. You want to read for me? Okay. Okay, he could not. Next time, it's not in Bush too. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after this, he ride his camel. And look, the nice thing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have even a name for his camel, Al-Qaswan. All right, and this from the Sunnah that we learn that we can give names, okay, nicknames to things that we familiar with this, that we always using. Like as example, Sister Leila will call her computer because this is, you understand, she's so, mashallah, with her computer, so, and her website, so she can call her computer a name as example instead of a computer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he named his camel Al-Qaswa. What she wants to call it, Joshua, or whatever name she wants to, this is up to her. I hope she's not going to call it Agni now. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rode his camel Al-Qaswa, and when he approached the road, now he started to make ihlal with Hajj. That means he made the talbiyah and he entered his Hajj process. Jabir now describing the view of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the leader of this caravan and all the surrounding Sahaba around him. He said, I look as far as I can see, right, left, front, back, as far as my sight can reach. Nothing but Muslim, some of them riding and some of them walking. And some of them walking. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle of all this big crowd. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among them, and the Quran is coming to him, and he knows the interpretation of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't need tafsir ibn Kathir, he was not tafsir ibn Kathir in the time. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him the Quran, and he gave him the tafsir of the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among us. Are you following me?
Yes.
And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do, we do. Because the Prophet was not only from his own mind. But he's the one who received the Quran. He knows the interpretation and the explanation of the Quran. He is putting the Quran in action. And we have this trust in the Prophet. So whatever moves he does, we follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever he do, we do it. فَأَهَلَّ بِالتَّوْحِيمِ. And he proclaimed, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Here I am, Allah. I am here for your command, for your order. لَبَّيْكَ. Here I am, Allah. There is no partner beside you. I am here for you, Allah, at your service, at your command, for your obedience. You call me, I am here, Allah. Here I am, here Allah. Indeed, all the praise and the ni'mah and the blessings and the kingdom, everything belongs to you. And in your command, there is no partner besides you. The people they made a lie with whatever they said, okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't interfere or reject what they saying. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in his talbiyah. Okay? Because you have to understand something, brothers and sisters, that Hajj is known from before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to know the Prophet made Hajj before, okay? And this is the Hajj, even the mushrikeen, they used to know about Hajj. They used to honor the Kaaba, and they know about Arafah and Muzdalifah, they know all the things, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained with his talbiyah. Jabir, he said, we have no intention except for Hajj. Because we don't know what is this Umrah business, okay? We don't know. So each one of us, labbayka, hajjan, labbayka Allahumma labbay, because we don't know what this Umrah, okay? Now, when they reach to Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is one he said, when we arrive to Al-Bayt, the house. And when you say the house, means the Kaaba. Alright? And this is one of the names that we talk about it later on, inshallah, tonight. Al-Bayt. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istalama rukn. Istalama, like making salam, shaking hands, touching. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing, he went to the black stone. He said, al-rukn is a corner. In the corner, there is a black stone. So he went to the corner of the Kaaba where is the black stone, wiped it with his hand, kissed it, while he making takbir, Allahu Akbar. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went around the Kaaba 7 times. The 3 rounds, the first 3 rounds, he was speaking a little bit. And this is called Ramli. What is the term used in English?
Walking fast.
Walking fast, but not fasting, like as if he's jogging on the street, okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first 3, that he went faster in a speed than walking. The first 3, and this is the sunnah, to go in a faster speed with izibah, that means exposing the right shoulder. And like we explained in the previous lecture before this, that some of the hujjaj nowadays, they expose their shoulder from the moment they which is a miqat. And this is wrong. You start to explore the shoulder, the right one, when you start with the tawaf. When you finish the tawaf around the Kaaba, now you cover your two shoulders. Alright? And the first three rounds, only you pray in a faster speed. And after this, you walk, you will go complete the rest of the seven rounds in a normal speed. And he walked four. He went to Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, which on the right side of the Kaaba, little bit farther from the back turn, and the door of the Kaaba would be on the right side. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he was approaching the station of Ibrahim, he recited the verse in the Quran, which is in Surah 2, verse number 125. Thank you. Surah 2, 125, وَاسْتَحِذُوا مِنْ just take from the station of Ibrahim a place of prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made the maqam to be between him and al-bayt, meaning the Kaaba. And he prayed two rak'at. Alright? That means the station of Ibrahim was between the Prophet and the Kaaba. And he was facing the Kaaba, and he prayed two rak'at. Look now, here Jabir is saying, I heard from my father, which he assuming that he related to the Prophet. The Hama was so concerned not to attribute excuse me, anything to the Prophet did not say it. What he said?
Not know that he had related it to the Prophet.
That Jabir was not sure if his father attributed this to the Prophet or this was he from his father. Okay? You see how careful the Sahaba? So I say that he recited in this Surah, Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Yes, one Surah in each Rak'ah. You pray two rak'ah. The first rak'ah, kafirun. The second rak'ah, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul
huwallah. No sound.
The Zamzam is ta'am utra' wa shifa'u suqm, is a food for a starving person and a healing for a sick person. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, I forgot, you see, I used to remember these things when I used to be younger, but I forgot how long he remained in the haram. He has no food, nothing except drinking from water of Zamzam. Until he said, I became fat. He gained weight. The only thing Ibn Abbas was taking while he was remaining in the haram, I forgot how long was the period, he was only drinking water Zamzam. And you'll be surprised, when you drink the water Zamzam, as if you ate a meal. You don't need to eat. It has a special taste and a special feeling. It's not going to be like any water that you drink. And the Prophet ﷺ saying that also is a shifa, is a healing, the water of Zamzam. So the Prophet ﷺ, after he made the two rak'at, he went to Zamzam, the well of Zamzam, and he took from the water of Zamzam and he drank, and after this he poured over his head. After this, the Prophet ﷺ went back again to the corner of the Kaaba, where the black stone is, and he also did the same thing, فَاسْتَلَمَهُ. That means he touched it with his hand, he gets it, he makes the takbir. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Safa and Marwa. He went from the gate of the Safa. When he got closer to the mountain, the little mountain called As-Safa, he recited, Inna As-Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. And this is my two daughters' name, the twins that Allah blessed me with them in the day of Eid, this last Eid. Alright? So we named them Safa and Marwa. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came closer to the Safa, he recited the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse 158. Indeed, the Safa and the Marwa is from
some of the signs of Allah.
I use the term symbol. Is this correct?
Sign.
No. I use another term.
Symbol?
Yeah. Symbols of Allah.
Symbol.
Ritual symbols.
Shrines,
but shrines, I don't translate the term shrines. Indeed, the Safa and the Marwa is two of the signs of Allah. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَبْدَأُ بَدَأَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. I start with what Allah started. See the adab, the discipline of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I'm going to start according what Allah started. Because when Allah mentioned about the two places, the Safa and Marwa, he starts with what? With the Safa and the Marwa. And this is the reason I call the first daughter came out, I call it Safa, and the other one, I call her Marwa. So we start with what Allah starts. So the Prophet said, we start with what Allah starts. Allah started with the Safa, we start with the Safa, so he climbed on the Safa. And when he observed and looked to the house, what's the house? The Kaaba, okay? Because this is the house of Allah, all right? We choose the houses of Allah, but Allah chose this house for him. This is something unique. Pay attention. When you talk Masjid Ibrahim, you decide this area, is it? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this place and he called it his house. And there is a big difference between what Allah chose and what we choose. Okay? So we say al-bayt, the house. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on the Safa. When he observed the bayt, he faced the Qibla. That means, what is the Qibla here? What is the Qibla? The Kaaba. Our Qibla is the Kaaba. So that means he turned and he looked to the Kaaba. And he made the clear. He said, La ilaha illa Allah wahda. La sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illa Allah wahda. Anjaza wa'da. Wa nasara 'abda. Wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No partner beside him. To him belong all the kingdom and all the praise, and he is able to do all things. No deity beside him. He has fulfilled his promise. Give victory to his slave. Who is the slave? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nasar Abda. He gives victory to his claim against all this collection. You know this game that you hear it in the news these days?
Yeah.
So, always there is a collection of the kuffar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are with Allah, Allah can give victory to his people, even if there is collection. Alright? So it says, أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And he defeated the enemy, the coalition of the kuffar by himself. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated, asked from the bounties of Allah, and he repeated this again and again three times. That means he said this dua three times, and he made dua after each one. ثم نزل إلى المروة. After this, he left the Safa and he started to go down. And when he reached close to the middle of Mas'a, the distance between Safa and Marwa, he started speed. Okay? And now this is marked by green lights. This is marked there by green lights. Because a lot of renovation, a lot of things happen, so it's not easy to see the thing. So now when you are there, when you see the green light, it starts to speed. You're walking, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you reach to the second green light, now you walk in normal walking. Same way like the Prophet did. And who did before the Prophet? Who started this? Hajar, the mother of the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll talk tonight about this, okay? And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued walking until he reached the Marwa. And he climbed over the Marwa, and he did the same thing. The tahleel and takbir, the remembrance of Allah, same thing like he did on the Safa. And he returned back and he made this what? Seven times. So when you go from Safa to Marwa, this is called one shot. Okay, one round. When you return, this is a second round. So you start with the Safa and you're ending number seven where? By the Marwa. Al-Amru bitahwil al-Hajj ila al-Umrah. The command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for changing Hajj to Umrah. حتى إذا كان آخر طوافي صلى الله عليه وسلم على المروة قال لو أني استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرته لم أسق الهدي وجعلتها عمرة فمن كان منكم ليس معه هدي فليحل وليجعلها عمرة. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the last process, the last round of his sa'i between Safa and Marwa, so now he told the people, if I can redo what I did, I have recollect. Not recollect because this will be a problem here. If I have the opportunity to redo what I did, okay? Or if I have the opportunity to start over, I will not bring the sacrificial animal with me. So whosoever among you didn't bring the sacrificial animal with him, let them turn this to be a umrah and terminate the process here, your Hajj turn it to umrah. Suraqa ibn Malik, he said, O Messenger of Allah, what about our Umrah? Is this something specially for this year? Is this for us only or what? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he interlocked his fingers together to show them how the Umrah and Hajj became together, not separated, for now and forever. Alright? So Fatima, daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had heard the command of the Prophet of Allah and her father, so she made tahallul. That means for the person, now if a male, they will shave their head or cut it short. And they will remove the clothes of ihram and wear the regular clothes. And everything become lawful for them. And for the women to take about half inch from the end of their hair. Alright? And now, everything is lawful for them in the normal life like before. Ali, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his son-in-law, he was in Yemen, and he brought the rest of the sacrificial animal with him from Yemen. When he reached there to Mecca, he found that Fatima has quhal, wearing a clothes different from the clothes of Ihram. So what's going on? What is going on? He assuming that she's going to be in the passage, because when you are in Ihram, you don't wear this quhal and wear this tight clothes and things like this. So he objects what he saw with his wife. So she said, my father had ordered me to do so. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he used to report this and say, I went to the Prophet and I was like an instigator, like this, my wife and daughter in trouble, like, but in the same time I was trying to know what is going on, you see. So I said, oh Prophet of Allah, look what Fatima did. And also he told him that he had disapproved what she did. So the Prophet ﷺ said that she did the right thing, and what she said is true, that I command her to do this, okay, and this is right. And he said, what about you, Ali? Okay, this is the case of Fatima. But what about you? What did he say when you make your ihlal, when you make the talbiyah? Did he say labbaika hajjan or labbaika umrah? What did he say? Now look to Ali radiallahu anhu. You see the Sahaba there. Okay. He said, Allahumma inni uhillu bima ahalla bihi rasuluk. He doesn't know, okay, which one, what the Prophet doing, what can be happening to you, what revelations can come. So he said, my intention according was the intention of the Prophet. Whatever the Prophet doing, this is what I'm doing. I'm entering the Ihram according the Prophet. A total submission and a total obedience, regardless they understand or they don't understand, they believe that this is the messenger of Allah, this is the leader, it's a must to obey him, regardless you understand, you don't understand, you agree, disagree. Say, Prophet, I did my intention like yours. Whatever he did, this was I did. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I brought the hadji with me, I brought the sacrificial animal with me. So as a result of this, Ali also brought the sacrificial animal with him. Qala Jabir fakana jama'a, the total collection of camel, what Ali brought and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought from Yemen, 100 camels. Okay? So here, the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, qala Jabir, fahalla an-nas kulluhuma qassaru. All the Sahaba, they made tahleel, make lawful what used to be forbidden for them, that means now they wear the regular clothes and in. How they made the tahleel? By shortening their hair. Except the Prophet and those who brought the sacrificial animal with them, they remain in their condition with their ihram. Okay, inshallah, we'll continue after the adhan and the salah.